The Pillar Creek Hatchery constantly has water running as young fish swim through runways, which are long tanks that simulate a small creek. It all starts with egg takes. Hatchery staff and volunteers take four-wheelers or fly out to remote lakes to catch fish that are close to spawning. Eggs are then brought to the hatchery's indoor facilities. Tina Fairbanks is the executive director of the Kodiak Regional Aquaculture Association, which operates the hatchery. This summer marks 40 years for the organization. Fairbanks says hatchery eggs have a much higher survival rate than wild spawners.
At the hatchery level, if we see 20% mortality, we're upset. You know, at Pillar Creek Hatchery, a lot of times they'll have 90% survival from the time that they're taken as eggs until the time that they are ponded as fry and start rearing here at the hatchery.
She says at best, only about a fifth of wild eggs make it to that stage. James Turman, who also goes by Hawk, is the Pillar Creek Hatchery manager. He says while it's normal for anadromous fish returns to vary, the facility's main goal is to support fishers when runs are low.
It's all about bringing that bottom end of the boom bust up. Is when it's booming, no one cares about what we do. There's fish everywhere.
Yeah.
It's kind of disregarded. But when there's not enough fish, like, for example, the Buskin was closed down for reds.
That means in a big run year, hatcheries produce only a small percentage of returns. But hatchery fish could make up of half of a fishery in a single year. The Pillar Creek facility currently has sockeye, coho, chinook, and even rainbow trout. And there's protocols to maximize their survival rate. For example, staff constantly disinfect before interacting with fish.
So if something does happen, then it's isolated to one small portion. And it's very easy, because of our protocols, to figure out where the contamination came from. So we have foot baths all over the place. All the coolers you see on the ground, those are full of medical-grade disinfectant.
For most folks, these fish are nearly indistinguishable from fully wild ones. Salmon are marked by their otoliths. That's a small bone in their heads that shows their growth over a lifetime. Every hatchery gets assigned their own marks by a lab in Juneau. Most facilities mark otoliths by heating or cooling the water that runs over eggs, but Turman says Kodiak staff mark their fish a little differently.
We actually figured out how to do it without any additional utility. So here we do what's called dry marking. It's a little scary the first time you do it. You actually drain the water off of your eggs.
Eggs can be dry for up to 24 hours, and it leaves dark lines on the grown fish's otolith. Once grown, fish are released in various creeks and lakes around the archipelago and mingle with their feral counterparts before swimming to the ocean. Fairbanks, with the Regional Aquaculture Association, says while numbers won't be finalized until winter, they've already doubled their forecasted return for this year. In Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.